Chawla, the Financial Times in Washington. Well, listening to all of this is our guest on the programme today, Rowan Wertmann, who's the director of the Melbourne Accelerator Programme at the University of Melbourne. Rowan, the Accelerator Programme is a kind of incubator, isn't it, for startups? So you've had a lot of experience in nurturing new ideas. Do you see this cloud education programme as something that really could take off, not just in India, but elsewhere around the world? Because video cam learning is already popular, isn't it?
It is, and it's fantastic. This is what technology is for. When you think about the big problems facing humanity around food, energy, water, health, the other one is education, and we know that education leads to an increased economic impact. So MOOCs, massively open online courses, are very popular. We've seen MIT and Coursera take off. The MIT program, MITx, is very popular indeed. And this is definitely a way that you can reach people in remote communities and give them a better opportunity to become educated and therefore contribute to the GDP and the economy.
Some learning, though, might be more difficult with particularly younger children who don't see an education teacher face-to-face. It's to have a very different type of programme for young children compared to college students, wouldn't you?
You do, but I think the alternative is that if they're not getting an education at all at the moment, then this is definitely better than the alternative. And there are new technologies sprouting up around massively open online courses to help with that problem. There was actually an engineering student from the University of Melbourne who was working in Silicon Valley on research on the research that's formed at the University of Melbourne Education Department. And their product was basically allowing students to communicate with each other and with their teacher in real time in the class via apps. And to sometimes when your children are in school, if you don't know the answer to a question, it's somewhat embarrassing to put up your hand and say, I don't understand what's going on mm-hmm. here. But in this sort of technology, they can actually say, look, I'm having trouble with this and this problem, and their peers can come along and help them. And they can do that all via the apps and the web. So there are other industries popping up around these sort of MOOCs, which are helping solve that problem too.
And there are plenty of other applications, aren't there, for this technology, from car mechanics to medical procedures. But always there's a security risk, isn't there?
Oh, there is a security risk. That's always the case, especially as things go online, and cybersecurity is one of the increasing industries in the world. I think you just need to be diligent. So, there's risks. I think the, like I said before, the alternative is if you don't have, in some of these remote villages, any access to education at all, then this is certainly a better alternative.
Now, you play a role in trying to nurture young companies and bring their products to market. Just how difficult is it? What kind of products have you got on your books, effectively, at the moment that you're really, hoping will make it big in the future, but at the moment it's really hard to take off?
There's quite a few. I hope they all take off, but obviously that's wishful thinking. There are a couple in particular I think that are really important. There's one called QuantaCare Technologies, and they're designing a sensor-enabled walking frame to prevent falls in the elderly. Now, falls cost the Australian healthcare system $2 billion a year, but it's not just the economic impact of that, it's also the quality of life for those who suffer from a fall. And so they've developed some technology where you can place a camera on a walking frame. It'll measure your step in real time, and it'll understand that if there's been a, say, decrease in the length of your step by, say, 15% this week compared to last week, then maybe you're at a greater risk of a fall than you were previously when you step in for a checkup. And this is the whole trend from reactive healthcare to preventative healthcare. So I think that's a really important problem to be solving.
And so do you go about trying to help these startups get the funding, get an angel investor to come in, for example, or try and get a big company interested? Because something like that is so niche, isn't it? It's not automatically going to get a big firm wanting to climb on board straight away.
Not at all, and especially if something that takes a long time to develop, it is tough. And so what we try to do is we try to say, look, we'll give you some funding, cover the basic costs initially. We'll give you some structured mentoring and try and connect you with industry professionals who have expertise in data, machine learning or the healthcare industry and regulations you might need to overcome. And we'll also provide them with office space and a community of supportive entrepreneurs. And this is the stuff that you can do very quickly, simply and easily, just to help try and give them their best chance of getting their venture to succeed.
How does that help the university as well, nurturing these startups? Does it give your organisation more prestige?
Prestige is one thing, I guess, but I think it certainly attracts students to the university. When we did a survey recently, and one third of all students at the University of Melbourne want to start businesses. Now, if we're not providing adequate opportunities for them to take their ideas and actually have a go at making them work, then we're not providing a very good opportunity for these people who want to start a business later on in their career. If the mission of a university is to prepare people for their working life and provide an education, then this is a very important role to play. So the benefits of the university is attracting students who want to become entrepreneurs, and hopefully, you know, we've seen as well that some of these entrepreneurs that have come through the university previously are now giving back in spades in terms of coming down and mentoring the next generation of startups and providing engagement with the university too. And that's incredibly valuable for our community.
Okay, well, for now, thank you very much, Rowan Workman, for telling us all about the Melbourne Accelerator Program. Do stay with us. More to talk about here on Business Matters.